Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss what we're giving up for Lent, we talk the validity of Kylie's youngest self-made billionaire status, we find out which celebrity loved poppers until her death, and we figure out what Katy Perry needs to do to come back. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Good day, sir.
Oh, good day to you. Wait, who is that?
You
oh,
sound Joey like Graceffa. Joey Graceffa.
Oh my God, what's Joey Graceffa up day. To?
I mean, you nailed it. I can't do a Jesse Graceffa.
Jesse.
I can't do a Joey Graceffa impression.
Well, I can.
I'm not. You what know, else I is, can't do any impression.
Some people don't know who Joey Graceffa is that are listening.
Well, how lucky are they?
Oh my God. Don't be rude. Don't be a bully.
Can you do impressions?
I can do, let me think. Well, I can do one
What's
impression.
What's in your reel?
I can do one impression.
What's in your reel?
Let's get real. I can do one impression, but it's me stealing an impression that you can do.
And now you use that to win boys' hearts.
Yep, because that's how I got Anthony.
I bet.
No, what's the impression? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, from Titanic, yeah, the end scene.
It's can you give the people your best impression? Because I would consider this your best impression.
I hate to be like, say no on the spot. I mean, I'll give it a whirl, but I have no voice. I celebrated two nights in a row last weekend, and I'm old now, so I was all like sick and cold.
What
and
did
my
you
voice
celebrate?
Is all raspy. Last weekend, nothing.
Just celebrating.
We were like, should we day drink all day on Saturday?
No.
Oh, I guess we should.
I went out on Sunday night, and it was it was definitely a choice. Mason and I were hanging out just doing nothing in my couch, and he was like, should we go out? And then
yeah,
all
I
of a sudden...
I saw your guys's on a school night post.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden, it was like 1 a.m., and we were rowdy and freaky in West Hollywood. I was like, oh, we need Jesus and Christianity.
Bitch, I mean, last night I got a text from you at like 12:45 a.m., so what have you been up to all week?
Last night, I was playing Zelda. I don't know how you beat it so quick. It is a long game.
I mean, I don't think I beat it quick. I feel like I spent a year on it.
Oh, did you? I get distracted, and then I'm like, oh, I spent my entire physical human day doing nothing within the game except just like collecting weeds.
Sometimes I just climb up to the tallest mountain and fly down.
We love to have fun. Okay, back to your impression. Do your impression.
Oh my God. Listen, I got to take out a headphone because I can't even hear my own voice. Okay. We were discussing. So what does she say? Come back.
No, okay, yeah.
Come back. This is Rose at the end of Titanic.
Okay, do you need me to be Jack and me to like
come
be
back.
Do you want me to do anything?
She's all, come back.
And I guess as Jack, I'm slipping into the water.
And then she swims over to get the whistle and she's all
That's a good impression.
Listen,
I would say that's
I'm
a good
much
impression.
Better. I'm much better when I'm stoned on a footstool in a cabin.
It's very come back. I'm trying to do it. Hold on. Come back.
Listen,
it has to have a little crack. You are better at it. I need to practice before.
Well, it's because I haven't hit puberty yet, and you have.
Come back. Come back. And then the whistle. I can't whistle, so it's a little.
Yeah, and see, I've got a range when it comes to my whistles.
Did we talk about how Reba denied or Reba turned down a role in Titanic?
I thought you were going to say Reba denied that the earth was round. I don't know why.
Can you believe Reba is an anti-vaccine earth truther or whatever?
Can you believe her?
Can you believe her about Reba? And that's the Tiba.
I could actually. I don't
think I
heard
that. Is this an indica
that.
Or a sativa? A sariba?
A sariba.
A sariba. Oh my God. Okay. My brain went seven different places and I need to come back. So I need to come back.
Welcome.
Come back. Come back.
No, I was going to say, I didn't hear the news about Reba turning down a role in Titanic, but I can picture her as the Kathy Bates role.
I believe that was the role. But literally, I like to imagine I could her as see her in all the other role. Characters. What else she could have been? She
Although could have been, Kathy Bates has an Oscar.
Well, somebody has to. You know who else does? Lady Gaga.
Fuck. You're right.
I mean, some people tweet us and they're like, can you just make a separate podcast for things that like you talk about every week, like the Drag Race or Lady Gaga or Pokemon Go? And it's like,
did okay. someone say that?
I'm not arguing with them. I do think we get a little bit like
a spinoff of the podcast.
Drago Babble? Psycho Draggle? Yeah, right. Psycho Draggle. Psycho Draggle. Would you guys listen to Psycho Draggle?
Us in drag doing this.
Well, it's not a visual podcast. It doesn't have to have it's not the carrot top of podcasts, you know.
Bitch, is it the carrot bottom of podcasts?
Anyway.
So, yep, Gaga has an Oscar. I think we've already discussed
There's nothing
that.
To say about that. What do you what?
I was gonna go for it.
I was gonna say
take me down your journey.
I was
take
gonna
me to
say
that rabbit hole.
I was gonna say, what are you giving up for Lent?
I had Lent on my list of things to talk about too.
No, that's a typo. You meant lint.
Well, you know,
that's all. That's like, that's the end of the joke, and I don't know if there was a joke. don't give me that look.
Lint.
So, yeah. what's your favorite kind of lint? Like, do you like lint that pills on sweaters, or like lint in the bottom of your pocket, or what kind of lint?
I will
lint?
Say,
you lint like liquor.
I don't love if I'm going to like help a boy out of his shirt and then he's got lint in his belly button.
That's gross. That doesn't happen. That's like a fake
yes,
thing
does.
In TV shows.
No dryers, bitch. Do you not wash your clothes?
Whoa. Come back.
Come back.
I do wash my clothes. Anthony sucks. He's all, you can't use, he won't let me use dryer sheets anymore.
Oh my God. Does he have sensitive skin?
Yes, he does.
Then quit doing your laundry together.
Wow.
Tell him to fucking get his own washer and dryer.
No, it's all about my sheets and my towels. He's like,
oh,
he's like,
it, got it,
he'll,
got
he'll
it.
Like wipe himself with a towel and be like, did this touch a dryer sheet? And I'm like, you know what? Don't give me a reason.
Well, like that sucks that this episode of the podcast is sponsored by Downy. Or
speaking of which, thank you so much to I don't know what Downy's talking points would be. You guys, they are number
Does
one
Downy
recommended
make lint
by...
sheets, or is that a fabric softener?
Shorty, are you Downy? 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 Who sings that?
Shorty, are you Downy? Is that?
My
Little
King
Wayne,
of
Chris
Pop?
Brown?
No.
No, Sean. Sean, what's his name? Little Sean?
Big Sean. No. Shorty, are you down? Shorty, are you down?
That's Little Wayne down, and down, somebody.
Down, down, down.
Jay Sean.
Yeah. Jay Sean and Little Wayne. Yeah. I thought it was...
That
was
in the Power Hour 1 year.
My Jason Derulo. I love Jason Derulo. You know that about
Where's
me.
Where's he been?
Well,
he should come back.
Whose turn is it to come back? No, back to Lent. What are you giving up for Lent? Lint?
Bitch,
I'm giving up Lint for Lent.
Listen, I'm not giving up shit for Lent.
Good.
Because I don't have to. But I do remember once when I was in like CCD, the like Catholic like catechism classes, they were all, what are you giving up for Lent? Make it good. And I wrote candy. Even though I don't even eat a lot of candy.
I feel like we've had this conversation before because I have a vivid memory of telling you about when I went to CCD class and somebody said that they were giving up throwing rocks into the river.
Bitch, sounds like they don't have a TV.
I turned to them and I said, no, you have to give up something you enjoy doing, something that's like worth giving up for 40 days, you
were
fucking
you
piece of shit.
Listen, well, I follow this. I screenshot this person's tweet about Lent last night, and I thought, what a good idea. This is from Natasha Rothwell, who I follow on Twitter. And she said for Lent, she's not necessarily like giving up something, but she's committing to 40 days of kindness. So she's like, these are the four rules that, or a few rules that she's following for Lent for her 40 days. And I thought that's kind of cute. So I screenshotted it last night.
Okay.
And I thought, maybe I will try to do that. So she's just saying, number one, first and foremost, lead with kindness in all like aspects of what you're doing and all your interactions with people. Secondly, be kind to yourself and your own thought process and try not to get too negative or down on yourself. And then thirdly, just try to do something for someone else every day. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to try that.
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to give up I thought you were going to give up poppers or something, but okay.
Bitch, you know I don't like poppers.
Oh, well, go off. You know who likes poppers?
I also thought you were going to say popcorn, and I thought I could never.
That would be a test. That would be it. Though, isn't the point of Lent to be like, because Jesus was all suffering for 40 days, and so like you have to feel what it was like for him to be like in the desert without food and water or whatever the hell?
Did Jesus suffer for 40 days?
He was like, I think he was stranded. It was very like...
stranded.
What? He was Survivor? Stranded. It was very Survivor. It was him stranded, no immunity idol. It was him in the desert, no food or water for 40 days. I think, if I'm ringing the right bell.
Well, fuck. I don't know. I guess I'll call my dad afterward and find out.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Wix.com. Y'all know about Wix. We love them here at Psychobabble. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. Just choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and videos. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want. And if you want even more for your website, you can easily start a blog, launch an online store, or create an event, and share everything in a click on social media and drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even create a beautiful website while listening to your favorite podcast, Psychobabble. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/Psychobabble to get 10% off. Thank you, Wix, for sponsoring the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Speaking of Jesus, did you know?
What?
I outlived him. So suck on that.
Congratulations, Shayla. Oh my God. You really did it.
I really hashtag did that, TM.
Corey's birthday was this previous Thursday. How did you celebrate? Happy birthday.
Bitch. We went to dinner and we went out dancing. Were you there?
Where'd you go to dinner?
Oh, I am going to dinner at this place I've never heard of or been to, but I heard they got bomb-ass queso and margaritas. So you know she's there.
I love that for you. Well,
I know.
I always say when I meet somebody and they say they're around 32 or 33, 34. If they're 32, I say, oh,
do people say that? Around 32?
No, when they're around that age, well, if they say, oh, I'm 32, I say, oh, Jesus died at 33, maybe you'll outlive him. Or if they say 34, I say, oh, you outlived Jesus. That's, you know.
I said, I tricked a coworker into thinking I was 20 the other day, which was like real great, I think, for my self-esteem.
You look like you could be 20 if I took off my glasses.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We were kind of on the topic of poppers. Can we come back to it?
Is that where you were trying to go?
I do have... No, it wasn't where I was trying to go, but I'll go there. But I read an article. Are you familiar with this person called Lucille Ball?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm not one who lives under a rock.
A rock for your first 34 years?
I don't live under Dwayne Thora Hawk Johnson.
You could.
He's big.
Big shelter.
He's a big boy.
Big shelter. Big rock.
Big rocks.
So Lucille Ball used to do poppers all the time. I read an article about that, and they said that she had all this, she used to treat her heart pain with poppers.
That can't be good.
Well, I don't, well, she's definitely dead now, so I don't know
was
if it helped
her. Was she drinking it or sniffing it?
she's using it as a facial lubricant. I don't know. She it says that she eased her pain in her chest and her heart with poppers. I thought it was just a gay thing, but and I feel like it's getting a straight people renaissance. People are really discovering it. People are taking it, doing it. Straight women are loving it at the club, bars, everything like that.
Well, listen, you know when you watch like VH1 or Logo and they have all those prep commercials, which I think are great. I'm like, I think we're 2 years away from like poppers commercials.
Oh my God. Well, why not? I feel like we need a poppers brand to sponsor the podcast. We need to have a poppers brand that we can be loyal to here at Psycho Bubble. Why not?
Does anyone listening even know what poppers are? Is
they think that it's the thing that you pull the string, you know?
Oh my God.
And the pow. And not, you know, I don't know.
I love those. Pow. Not to be confused with, you know what I hate when people call, you know, those little fireworks that
when
you throw
pull
on the
string and it was a tampon?
No. You know, the little white.
Yeah.
And you throw on the ground and it goes, k-pow. What do you call those? What do you call those?
Are kapapows.
No.
Those
in
are,
Michigan,
no, those
we
are,
call those whippersnappers.
Whippers. Yeah.
But I've heard people out here in California call them poppers, and I think, oh, fuck you.
Oh, I hate when people would put them between their fingers and snap their finger and pop it in their hands. That really stressed me out.
People could do that?
Yeah, it was like a straight boy thing. People would, like, to show that they're, like, tough.
Did you go to that, like, San Francisco when we went to the, like, Chinatown bar crawl for Chinese New Year's that one year? And it was just kids running around throwing those little whippersnappers at everybody's feet and running away laughing. And I thought, bullies.
No,
bullies.
I wasn't around for that. No.
You know who else is a bully?
Who? Jesus during Lent because he was irritable.
Because he couldn't come back.
Because he couldn't come back.
Taylor Swift did an interview saying that she really hit rock bottom after Kim Kardashian called her a snake.
Okay. You want me to feel bad?
And then I watched What Happens Live. Kim Kardashian said, I think we're all past this now. And Taylor Swift said, well, I still think you owe me an apology.
Oh my God. I'm bored.
Did you know the 60-foot snake in the Taylor Swift Reputation tour's name was Karen with a Y? This is all shit I learned in the last half an hour.
I'm giving that up for Lent. I'm giving.
Are you leading with kindness? Because you should.
You know what I am? I do want to give up for Lent. I want to try to not consume anything about the Kardashian. This is not Kardashian hate, but like, I don't care about whoever Jordan is. I don't care about whoever. I don't know who these people are. I don't know why this is a thing. Like, I know many people that appreciate them and enjoy them could look at me and be like, I don't care who Tyler Oakley is. I don't know what. I want to give up him for Lent. But it's just like, do we care? Do people really care?
I bet the people telling us to stop talking about Pokemon Go on our own podcast would love to hear about Tristan versus Kylie versus Chloe versus Kendall or whoever.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, I see it all the time and I'm like, are we just being told to care or is this something people actually care about? I am genuinely curious.
The one thing I did enjoy, did you see that people were doing like a challenge where you were supposed to like tell somebody who completely gives no shits about the Kardashians, like about that Tristan drama, and like you were supposed to record their reaction.
That is funny.
I saw a couple of these like girls that I follow on Instagram do it to their boyfriends and they were just like filming them unknowingly and they were like, can you believe Tristan did this to whoever, to whatever? And their boyfriends are just looking at them like, the fuck are you talking about?
I'm the boyfriend. Well, no, it's too much for me.
But it's beneath you.
It's beneath me. Oh my God, it is beneath me. I'm giving it up for Lent. You know what else? When they were saying Kylie Jenner is now the youngest self-made billionaire.
Don't
get me started.
Oh, so we're on the same page?
Yes, honey. I am not discounting that she does a lot of work, and I'm sure she is.
You know who's
she's
a
sacrificed
self-made
a lot
millionaire?
Of things. Who?
That woman who made that mop that rings out that
okay.
Jennifer, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence played in that movie.
Joy.
Bitch, She was self-made.
Thank you. Go off.
She had nothing, and she turned it into something.
Well, Kylie Jenner, it's the people that are that people
that's
don't,
like
don't
saying
get
Donald
it.
Trump. To me, that's like saying Donald Trump is a self-made millionaire, and I'm all like, what?
People, it's when you start on third base and you just have to walk to finish the home run or whatever the hell that people always say, and people consider that they made it the whole way. When other people start on first and blah blah blah, blah and all the you know shit shang shaboodle, I do not discount that she probably is a hardworking woman, but bitch, let's get over saying that she is self-made. Right. And that's the that
if,
on that.
If one's family can lend you $1 million to invest in a product or something you want, and it's just like that easy and there's no even like paperwork, probably, I just don't see it.
And that's the tea.
Speaking of shit.
Go on.
Could you believe twice within 2 weeks, one of our neighbors has fucking let a dog shit in our driveway and just left it there?
Not even in grass, in on the cement?
Bitch, I live in the city. You think we got grass in our front yards?
Okay, well, I don't know.
I mean, I know.
I don't know that if you're the youngest self-made billionaire in San Francisco.
I know in West Hollywood, you all have 2 inches of grass out front of your house, but we do not have that here in San Francisco.
Times are tough. Well, what do you do? Have you called them out?
No, I mean, I didn't see it. I just came home from work and there it was. And I thought, bitch.
Do you need to? Here's what I recommend. Whenever anybody's having conflict with their friends and they're complaining to me about it, I say, you know what? You should make a plan. How are you going to call them out on it? And do you need to practice and role play
I'm
with
gonna
me?
I'm going to sit in the driveway with a BB gun.
Oh,
and if anybody's little dog walks by and starts to lift its little tush, I'm going to say, bye, bitch.
Okay. That seems like it's not a good role play, but okay.
Well, I don't even have, like, well, should I hang up a sign? One of those,
yeah, that's
curb,
actually not a bad idea.
Please curb your dog.
Yes. You know, I like that when little neighborhoods have those little little poop canisters.
Bitch.
Maybe you should go to your city council and vote for a little, add one of those to your block.
I don't know who we wronged or who thinks that their dog can do this shit or pull this shit. I'm going to fucking kill someone.
I do find those people to be monsters. It's like, grow up. We live in a society. Be collaborative, bitch.
Right. Yep. If you think you want to own a dog in the city, your dog's already probably a little miserable because it never gets to see grass anyway.
I agree.
Ass cast or crash.
Now, I am curious. There's a lot of human shit all around San Francisco. Are you sure that it's not just human shit?
Well, from the taste, it definitely...
No! No! No!
It definitely came across more kibbles and bits.
Was it giving you... was it silky? Was it nutmeggy? Was it a little bit ganache?
It was shit, and it was in my driveway.
I can't believe you're the... If Lucille Ball likes poppers, Corey Cool
loves... I can't
believe
I've
poopers.
Been so wrong. I can't believe I've been... Speaking of poopers, I can't believe I was so wronged.
Now, before we get into anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Rothy's. Rothy's are shoes that are stylish, sustainable, and comfortable enough for everyday wear anywhere. They are an everyday flat for life on the go, for women and girls, and anybody that likes flats. They're stylish, classic, comfortable, and they come in 4 fashionable styles. There's the flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker. I got my mom a pair. She got the point, and she got the bird's eye. She got it in cloud gray, and she's obsessed. She sent me a picture. She loves them. At Rothy's, they have a color and pattern selection that is amazing, and they're always updating their lineup. So if you want to check them out, you can always find new looks, new colors, new styles, new patterns. You're going to love them all the time. Plus, they launch new colors every few weeks and they sell out constantly. So always go check back. You might find something you love. And yes, they're super cute, comfortable shoes, but what I love most about Rothy's is that they are sustainable. They're made from recycled plastic water bottles, so you can feel good about wearing them and you know that you're doing your part to take care of the earth. And y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So Rothy's is giving Psychobabble listeners a little bit of a gift. If you use code PSYCHO, you're going to get free shipping with no minimum. That's free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoes. But trust me, you're not going to want to return them. But if you maybe want to get a different size, that's okay too. Again, use coupon code PSYCHO. You're going to get free shipping with no minimum. Just go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com and enter PSYCHO to get your amazing shoes with free shipping. It's a no-brainer. They're comfortable, stylish, sustainable, and free shipping. Rothy's.com, promo code PSYCHO. You're welcome in advance. Now back to the gossip.
I can't believe you don't want to talk about Gaga's number one.
Oh, I was waiting for you to bring it up because here's where I have been so wronged this week. I have seen multiple friends. I have hung out with multiple people. I have been around people, strangers. Oh, we get it.
You have more than one friend.
Strangers, acquaintances, lovers, everybody. Everybody in between. My bosses, my underlings, my everyone. Nobody in person has congratulated me yet on my number one album and my number one song simultaneously.
Listen, wow. Congrats. Here we go, babe. Congrats. Shayla.
Thank you. Not many artists can say that they have simultaneously occupied the number one album slot on Billboard and the number one song slot on Billboard simultaneously. But Gaga now has done it. This is her fourth number one song. Previously, she had Just Dance, Poker Face, Born This Way, and now Shallow. And now another number one album, though it already went number one, but it's back to number one.
Bitch, I'm pretty sure at one point J-Lo had number one song, number one album, number one movie in the country.
Well, with what?
Like Made in Manhattan or something?
Well, Gaga did have that.
All happen. At the same time?
On iTunes, she did. She was the number one song, bitch, number one album, and number one movie on iTunes.
Fucking iTunes chart. You know I couldn't care less.
Well, I'm just happy for Gaga. I find this to be... As somebody who has been around and supported her through thick and thin, art pop, cheek to cheek, etc., I am glad that she's back. And people have already said that she's already had her own renaissances. This is like her second peak and second renaissance. Yeah, I'm happy for her. It's the perfect end to a perfect era. She really nailed it with a star.
Wow. Well, I mean, while we're there, we might as well check to see where Katy Perry and Zedd's 365 is on the Hot 100.
Are you, okay, I don't mean this in a shady way.
Let me just tell you that it is not there.
I am not one of those little monsters who is shady toward Katy Perry. That is so 2000 and late. But what I will say is, Katy Perry was at the top of her game. A lot of people don't understand that maybe we're not paying attention to the charts when Katy Perry was having her heyday. Teenage Dream was game-changing. It was record-breaking. She was defining pop queen in a new age of pop queens in a very huge way. And where is she now? I don't mean that in a mean way, but it's like she has tried in a few ways. Her album post Teenage Dream was what? Witness? Did she have another one?
It went Teenage Prism. Dream, Prism. And I mean, even Prism spawned two number one hits.
Prism, so like... Prism was pretty good, but it was definitely post peak Katy Perry. And then after Prism was Witness, and it was really kind of like the writing on the wall. Do you think Katy Perry has it in her to come back? I think she
absolutely
does.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Gaga just went how many years between number ones? Like 9?
Yeah, 8 years.
So, I mean, anything is possible. I saw like I was on Tumblr and I saw this like Little Debbie tweet that was all like
excuse
saying,
me.
I mean, yeah, I don't even know how I was there, bitch. Tumblr took me there. I guess I fell in a hole. But it said something along the lines of like just hating how like people are so passionate about certain artists or certain things in the world nowadays that it's like they can't even act like they like two things. It's like you can't be a Katy Perry fan and a Lady Gaga fan. Like their fans don't let you. It's like you have to pick one and there's no other spectrum of like likability at all. It's like everyone has to be your favorite or your shit.
Well, I also think
I had it like saved to read and then I can't find it.
I think we are in a little bit of a bubble about stan culture. Like obviously we pay attention to Twitter, we pay attention to everything. But like the average person does not pay attention to does not listen to a full album, does not know which artists are supposedly up against other artists, does not know chart position. They know what's getting played on the radio. They know what song, what singles. They barely know music videos. It's like the average consumer of pop culture does not know the depths of all of that. And it kind of goes along the lines of, even if you don't know that Katy Perry has been gone for however many years, it's not like the average person is wondering where she is. It's just like, okay, she'll be back at some point and like have another single at some point. It's not like people are actively thinking, oh, Katy Perry has flopped and gone and like blah, 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 blah. I think.
I hear you.
I'm ready for Katy Perry to come back. I mean, Teenage Dream, Prism were both great for me. Witness, not so much, but I mean, everyone has an era that they try something else, and if it doesn't resonate, then it doesn't resonate. But I think she definitely has it in her. But I am surprised that Katy Perry and Zedd as a combo did not hit how it could have and should have.
I mean, there's still time. It's still like, I don't think it's going to go number one by any means, but I mean, I think it's pretty natural for it to, as poorly as it debuted, to like fall off the chart and then to like re-enter in a week
I think,
or two as
I
radio
think it's,
continues to play it.
To be honest, I think it's done. I mean, there are no award shows. There's no award shows where they can push it. There's
The Billboard Awards are coming up. What are you talking about?
You know what happens at the Billboard Awards?
No,
they honor Billboard charting songs and artists.
I know, they're going to let Camila Cabello sing Havana for the 900th time.
It's going to be Ariana Grande show. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be all
They let like people debut new music. Speaking of my queens.
Yeah.
My God, Sarah Bareilles is just doing like a little four-show tour, and she's coming to San Francisco, and I almost cried. I was so excited.
Is she coming to LA? You should come down for it.
I know she is. She's going to LA on a Tuesday, and thank God she's here in SF on a Sunday. I'm like, I'm literally 100,000% like debating going down to see the LA show too.
You are more than welcome. I would come with you. Maybe we can get blackout drunk and do a meet and greet with her. Who was that person we got blackout drunk and did the meet and greet?
Casey Musgraves.
Oh my God. Have we ever told that story? It's mortifying.
I don't know. My roommate, Steven, your friend, Steven, who you know, and not all the listeners do. He always still jokes about that, about when you and I were waiting with him in line to meet her. And we were like, do not ask her to like kiss you on the cheek. That is the worst thing anyone can do in a meet and greet line. And he literally stepped up and asked her to kiss him on the cheek.
No, I don't even remember that.
And I was like, bitch, I was like, Tyler and I told you that when people would ask us during the slumber party tour to kiss us on the cheek.
I'm like, I don't want your fucking gross lips all over my gross face. It's like, you don't know where my face has been. I don't know where your lips have been.
I don't want your bubble gum flavored lip smackers all over my cheek.
Get your fucking rotting, tiny, thin, fucking non-existent upper lip off
Are you talking about yourself now?
Yes, honey. Get your non-existent upper lip with overdrawn lip liner off of my fucking cheek, bitch. If I could turn back time and tell a 14-year-old that, I would.
That's
the deleted scenes of Snurfus.
There should be a fan demanded edit, and it's just all the bad content.
You know what we really could do? We could do like a 5-year anniversary something of our commentary. We could watch it together and tell the truth
hated. Pop-up video version of Snurfus. Can we get that to re-release?
Yes. Why not? Give the people are clamoring. We got to give them what they want.
I mean, I still think I have the claw in my costume box here, so maybe I'll wear the claw while I type out my pop-up video.
Great. Okay, cool. Corey, I think it's about that time where we give up the podcast for Lent and until next week. So, Corey, where can we find you?
Oh, I was like, wouldn't that be the prank to be like, and actually, we gave up the podcast for Lent, so see you in 40 days, you little bitches.
Get your thin lips off my fucking cheeks, you fucking little cycle babies.
And all the cycle babies and cycle ghosties would be all, come back.
Oh, I miss the cycle ghosties. Do you think we have a whole new batch of psycho ghosties this week?
Not in the last 2 weeks. I listen, bitch. I mean, I'm half tempted. While you say your little outro, I'm going to Google how many people die every day.
Okay, yeah, you do that, and I'm going to say, okay, if you want to find Corey, you can find him on the internet. KoreyKuhl. He's on Instagram, Twitter. I am TylerOakley on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. And if you want to follow Psychobabble on Twitter and Instagram, you can and get updates from us. Plus, every week we tweet out, hey, what do you want us to talk about on the podcast next week? So you might just get your suggestion in the next episode if you follow us on Twitter. So yeah, Corey, how many people die every week?
This says every day 100. I don't know the stats. I don't know anything. This is just Google top of my search results. It says every day 151,600 people die.
151,000
people.
600 every day die. And bitch, fucking 360,000 people are born every day. So bitch, this is a fucking crowded ass planet. Stop having babies.
Okay, well, I would wager that 10% of Earth listens to Psychobabble. So that's roughly 15,000 15,000 new cycle ghosties. That's a day or a week?
That's a day, 151.
Wow. Rip to all 15,000 cycle ghosties.
They're gone. Well,
we'll miss you, but we'll never forget you.
Listen, the next time you go on the Tyler Henry Psychic Medium show, you'll just have to ask him if the cycle ghosties are still listening.
He's like, do you have anybody to talk that you really want to reach out to? I'm like, just my 15,000 cycle ghosties that died today. We miss you, cycle ghosties. Rip, cycle ghosties.
He's like, I have a cycle ghostie coming in. There's something about a ghost on the bike.
I know her. She tried to kiss me on the cheek with her thin lip.
With her thin lip and her fucking Sharpie lip liner.
Okay,
bitch.
We really have to go. Bye.
Okay, bye. Love you.